Hello and welcome to Z Formula One Amateur. My name is Humira Ruth. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing lovely. I host this show. Now, today's podcast is going to be short and straight to the point. It's about the qualifying session that just happened at the Yas Marina Circuit in Abu Dhabi. Today's the 12th of December and the qualifying session has just ended, I think, over an hour ago, and I watched it live. I also had the privilege of watching the Formula One practice sessions that happened still at the Yas Marina Circuit in Abu Dhabi. It was a beautiful venue, beautiful views. The qualifying session ended a little bit into the night. We got to see the floodlights out and just see the beauty of Abu Dhabi right there on the TV screens. Of course, I'm not in Abu Dhabi, but yes, it was quite interesting to watch. Now, yesterday during qualifying Formula One practice, Kimi Raikkonen's engine was caught up in flames, but lucky for him, he was able to get out unharmed, and he even helped the firemen, you know, extinguish the fires out or off his car. But that didn't save him from getting eliminated in Q1. It was quite an interesting race for him. He ended up in what position? Position number 16. So here are the leaderboards for Q1. Q1 at number 20, we do have Nicholas Latif from Mack Williams. At number 19, we do have Fittipaldi racing for the Haas team. And it's important to know that I think his grandfather's birthday was today, and he's, I think, a two-time Formula One world champion. Position number 18, we have George Russell, unfortunately, from Mack Williams as well. I don't know how he felt about ending up in Q1 in position 18. It must have been really sad for him, because last week he was, P2. He was number two last week, yeah, in Bahrain. He was number two when Lewis was not around. And in position number 17, we have Kevin Magnussen driving for his last qualifying race with the Haas Formula One team. It's interesting. You know, this qualifying session was the last one for Daniel Ricciardo racing for Renault. It was the last one for Kevin Magnussen racing for Haas. It was the last one for Sebastian Vettel racing for Ferrari. It was the last one for Sergio Perez racing for Racing Point India. You know, it's an interesting season. So anyway, Q1 at the bottom, number 20 is Latifi, like I said before, racing for Mack Williams, Nicholas Latifi. Number 19, Fittipaldi racing for Haas. Number 18, George Russell racing for Mack Williams. Number 17, Kevin Magnussen racing for Haas as well. Number 16, Kimi Raikkonen racing for Alfa Romeo Racing. And then we go to Q2. At the bottom, position number 15, we have Sergio Perez from, obviously, Racing Point India. He won the race, the Grand Prix in Bahrain last week, so it will be interesting to see where it ends up this time around. Position number 14, Giovinazzi Antonio for Alfa Romeo. It wasn't a good one for the Alfa Romeo team. Position number 13, Sebastian Vettel for Ferrari. Position number 12, Daniel Ricciardo. Now, interestingly, in the last practice 3, Daniel Ricciardo had the fastest lap. So for him to get out in Q2, it was quite disappointing. Anyway, he misses Q3, ending up in Q3 for the first time since the Spanish Grand Prix. He's usually a person you end up seeing in Q3, but he actually missed out on that. That's so sad. And number 11, we had Esteban Ocon, still from the Renault team, missing out on Q3. So number 15, Sergio Perez. Number 14, Giovinazzi Antonio. Number 13, Sebastian Vettel. Number 12, Daniel Ricciardo. Number 11, Esteban Ocon. And now let's go to Q1. It was a beautiful session today. I loved the positions, the top three pole positions in Q1. At number 10, we had Pierre Gasly from AlphaTauri. At number 9, we have Charles Leclerc from Ferrari. At number 8, we have Lance Stroll from Racing Point, and it's important to know that it's Lance Stroll's first time in Q3. He usually does Q2 or Q1. At number 7, we do have the one and only Daniel Kvyat. I don't know how you pronounce his name, but he's from AlphaTauri Racing Team. At number 6, we have Carlos Sainz Jr. At number 5, we have Alex Albon from Red Bull. At number 4, Lando Norris did a pretty, pretty good job, if you ask me, for McLaren. And he's going to be teaming up with Daniel Ricciardo next year. So I think we will have some sort of, you know, good competition in there. And actually, post-race interviews, Lando Norris said that if he had a Mercedes engine, he probably would have ended up in top three. Quite interesting. Anyway, number three at the qualifying session was Lewis Hamilton. And number two, Valtteri Bottas. He beat Lewis Hamilton, I think, for... It's been a long while. And at number one, Max Verstappen. Max Verstappen took pole position, and it's his first pole position since Brazil in 2019. And it's also the first time a non-Mercedes Formula One car takes pole position at the Yas Marina circuit since 2013. It's been a long, long while since we last had a non-Mercedes take pole position at Yas Marina since 2013. That's quite a bit of a while back. It's also important to know it's Max Verstappen's third pole position in his career, so it's a beautiful, beautiful session for him. Hopefully, Lewis Hamilton at the end of the race said he's going to give them a run for their money, the Red Bull team. So we will see tomorrow during the race itself. I hope you had a good time. I hope this was informative. See you on tomorrow's podcast when we talk about the results from the race. I want to know what your predictions are. You can follow me on Twitter at ZFormula1Amateur, on Instagram ZFormula1Amateur, or you can send me an email on theformula1amateur@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening in. Have a wonderful day.